I'll say good morning, good afternoon, excuse me, a good night to everyone. We continue today in Simen Dalid, Sif Yud Dalid. In the Dir Shemishna Brura, it's page Yud, but actually the first word of Sif Yud Dalid begins on page 18. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hishkim komed kodem amuda shachar v'not al yadav. If a person wakes up before dawn and he washed his hands, yesh li stafik im tzarech lital yadav pam acheres. There's a suffix if a person needs to go ahead and wash their hands a second time, kishiyer hayom, when the day becomes light, meaning at daybreak, which bepashtus means neitzachama sunrise, lahavir ruach ra shor ayadaim, in order to go in and remove the spirit of impurity that rests on the hands. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this in Sifkot in Lamed Aleph, is kishiyer hayom, ki yish omrim, because there are those who say that it is nighttime that ultimately causes the ruach ra. Therefore, if a person wakes up, even if they've washed prior to, if they've washed and it's still prior to sunrise, so or prior, I should say, to alos, to daybreak, then again, it's possible that the ruach ra comes back, and therefore one would have to wash again. And therefore, the Rama writes, excuse me, actually, before we get to the Ramah, the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Lamed Beis writes, Hacha, lo nakit leispala kimo shekasa b'sif yud gimel, tevadai mishum tfila in tzarech bazeh od pam lito yadayim, va'afilu im chazra v'yashin pam shenis kodam od ha-shachar, bezeh vadai tzarech mishum ruach ra od pam lito yadayim, mikom akom in yachol avarech an letiaz na'afilu mashena ha'isa shnas keva, danu choshishim l'shita sarashba, the sphere laid the tam hanatila mishum de baboker naase briachadosha, upam achos naase odem briachadosha vloshte pamim, o mishum rach ra bilvad lo tiknu bracha. See, interesting, after the Mishnah Berurah here comments and he says, the only safek here is for ruach ra, because everyone agrees that, let's say, according to the Rashba, and according to the Rush that we spoke about in the beginning of Simen Dalid, if a person wakes up, a person is up for the day, and a person wakes up before Alos HaShachar, before dawn, and a person washes, of course, for either one of those reasons, either because Yadayim Askanios, the hands may touch the covered part of the body, or because of Briach Hadosh, a person is a new creation, so if one washes even before daybreak, once one has woken up for the day, that's absolutely fine. The only question is about Ruach Ra. Does Ruach Ra come back, even if a person washes before dawn, does Ruach Ra come back while it's still nighttime or not? And therefore the Rama says, back up top, he says, Hago, v'yitleim below bracha. Therefore one should go ahead and wash a second time, but one should wash a second time without a bracha. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, if katan lamed gimel below bracha, hine nira da'afilu im bapam arishon kishenato yadav lo berachan letilas yadayim. Now this would be true even if a person would go back, when a person washed the first time, a person did not make the bracha. Nevertheless, now when a person washes a second time, one would still not make the bracha. De'ech yomar v'tzivanu al netilas yadayim, halo kevar yotze yidei chova sanatila letfila l'das harash, kimavor b'veis Yosef, ukahai gavna kasov le'el b'sharei tshuva sif katan hey. So he writes, so the Mishnah Berurah something very interesting. He says, let's say a person woke up before dawn, and a person washed their hands, but they neglected to say the bracha when they washed. So now the Rama teacher taught us that we're supposed to go back and wash again after daybreak. But the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you neglected to make a bracha the first time you washed, you would not make a bracha the second time you wash, since technically speaking, one has discharged their obligation with the earlier washing, and the second washing is only done to satisfy a suffix, to satisfy a doubt about ruach ra. Therefore, one would not make a second bracha upon washing later on. However, he says, "Umikomakom hanachon sheyavi atzmo lidei chiyuv bracha, tahainu sheyaseh tzrachav kodem atvila, v'yischayev levarech al netilas yadayim." But the Mishnah Berurah is a very interesting idea. The Mishnah Berurah says, but if you have this kind of situation where you washed before daybreak and now you're going to wash again, he says a person should bring himself to an obligatory washing, namely that a person should use the bathroom. And if a person uses the bathroom and then washes again, that becomes an obligatory washing. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah suggested under those circumstances, if you did not say a bracha by the earlier washing, you would in fact be permitted to say a bracha by the latter washing. Now I realized that I omitted something in Sif Katan Lamed Beis, so the Mishnah Berurah also deals with a very interesting case, that if a person got up before dawn and then went back to sleep again, And this obviously was a person got up with the intention of staying up. But then a person ended up going back to sleep again, still before dawn. So the Mishnah Berurah again writes that one would have to go ahead and wash a second time upon awakening because of the Ruach Ra, but says in Mishnah Berurah, one would not make another bracha on that second Atila. So Halacha L'maaseh, what comes out from this particular sif, he says, what comes out from this particular sif is that if a person awakes before dawn and a person washed, so even though technically speaking, according to the Rush and the Rashba, that washing is fine, but to satisfy a doubt regarding the dynamic or the mechanics of Ruach Ra, one would go ahead and wash a second time after daybreak, but one would not make a bracha on that second washing. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Tesvav, Yashin Bayom, if a person slept by day, Yesh Le'estapik Im Tzarech Laros Mayim Aleim Shalosh Panim. It's doubtful as to whether or not a person should have to wash his hands again three times, and therefore the Ramah says, V'yitlein below bracha, therefore one should go ahead and wash them without making a bracha. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Kotin Lamed Dalad, Yesh Le'estapik, So this is actually very interesting. So the safek is, what is it that causes ruach ra? Is it sleeping or is it nighttime? If it's sleeping, then even if one goes ahead and sleeps a significant amount of time by day, he should have to wash upon awaking to remove the ruach ra. But if it's a din in night, then even if one sleeps a significant amount of time by day, he still would not be obligated to wash. And the Mishnah Berurah points out, it's v'dafka hayoshin shisin nishme. And this is only if he sleeps literally 60 breaths. So actually we'll discuss this in tomorrow's Daf Balacha, exactly how long this is. But in order to be even have a question about having an obligation to go ahead and wash, one would be obligated to go ahead and sleep for a significant amount of time. See, he goes on. He says now the Ramah therefore says, however, v'yitlein below bracha. So the way to satisfy this doubt is that one should go ahead and wash without a bracha. So one goes ahead and would literally wash, so meaning this is if I slept by day. When I wake up, assuming that I slept a significant amount of time, that to be determined or to be defined, one would wash without a bracha. Sif tes zayim. David hayar nishar shalishon shisin nishmin. David HaMelech was careful not to sleep for literally shisin nishmin, 60 breaths. Perish shishin nishimos. Kedei shalo yitom tamis. In order that he should not taste the taste of death. The Ramah comments, Hagah, ubegemara perek hayoshi masha de dafka bayom hayar nishar. The Ramah comments says, dafka, David was careful not to sleep this amount by day. But of course, was not careful to avoid sleeping this amount by night. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Shisin Nishmin. He says that let's actually skip to Sif Lamid Vav in the Mishnah Berurah. Dafka Bayom Hisigo Alav Achronim Talonim Tzosham Kim Bigimar Rak Alam Oraim Aval David Baatzmo Gam Balayla Hayenisyar. So the Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah says no. David seemed to have been careful not to sleep Shisin Nishmin even by night. This is actually very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, therefore we see that a person should be careful about sleeping for a protracted amount of time during the day. But the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly enough, quoting the Magen Avraham, says that this does not apply to Shabbos. Since on Shabbos there is a din of Shena b'Shabbos Tanog, that sleeping on Shabbos is one of the ways that we physically enjoy the Shabbos. Therefore, again, one is permitted to take a nap, but on the rest of the week, one should be careful not to sleep by day too long. V'ayin l'kaman b'simin reish lamed aleph sif aleph, dim I efshar lo lilma b'lo shnas shat tzarai, mutar lishon ma'at, aval lo ya'arich ba. But however, we'll learn later on that if a person, in order to learn, needs to sleep a little bit, you know, midday or the afternoon, it's permitted to do so, but one shouldn't sleep for too long. We will see that a person's kavanah, if a person's going to sleep by day, His kavana should be that he needs it for his avodas Hashem and not simply for his own pleasure or enjoyment. Va'im machtes ha-shekel, shekasav de'inyan ha-shen ba'yom taloy lifi mashu odom u'kafitzorach la'avodas ha-yisparach. And the machtes ha-shekel writes that obviously the license to sleep by day or the duration in which one would sleep by day depends on the person and in truth for what it is that he needs to sleep. Meaning that prior to this, what the Mishnah Berurah said, a person needs to sleep in order to learn better, in order to daven better, in order to have the strength to be able to engage in productive activity, then certainly one is permitted to do so. But even if one has the license to sleep, one should still not sleep for too long during the day. Let's go back up to Sif Yud Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Noagin Lirchotz P.M. Shachris Bipnei Haririm Shebesoch HaPeh. So there are those who go ahead and wash their mouth out in the morning to take away Ririm, literally are the strands, but it means the accumulation of foul breath or mucus that that accumulates during the night. And this is all, of course, in an effort to ready oneself for tefillah, for davening. So writes the Mishnah Berurah Mipnei Haririm, Sifkan Lam Zayin, Ki Tzarech Lahaskir Es Hashem Agadol B'Kedusha B'Tavla Beis Yosef, says, because a person has to say the name of Hashem with kiddush and with tara. V'mu istinis v'ein arotz lahaknis hamayim lepiv mipnei she'eno zakim v'tzachim ein ma'akev levarech. But if a person is the istinis, a person is fastidious or delicate, and therefore does not want to wash his mouth out with the waters that are available, therefore again, one is still permitted to make the bracha on the tilas yadayim or any subsequent brachos, even if one did not wash out his mouth. In other words, that although washing out one's mouth is good and is important and is a proper step to prepare oneself in the morning, if one did not do it, it does not prevent one from davening or engaging in any other spiritual activity. Let's go on to Sif Yud Ches. So just before we get to Sif Yud Ches, just a kind of quick review as to what it is that we've covered so far, because there's been a lot of information. Halacha number one is that if a person wakes up before daybreak, before dawn, and a person washes the tefillah sedayim, halacha lemaisa, a person should wash again after daybreak, but without a bracha. Halacha number two, if a person sleeps by day a significant amount, significant to still be defined, so a person should wash three times because there's a suffix that perhaps there is still a ruach ra, but a person should go ahead and wash without a bracha. Halacha number three, that David HaMelech curtailed the amount of time while it's machlokes if he slept by day or slept by night. But in any event, a take-home message for us is that a person should limit the amount of time that he sleeps by day. However, if a person needs to sleep by day in order to strengthen himself for Torah, for learning, for other important pursuits, then in Achinami he's permitted, but he should limit it to exactly what is necessary. Halacha number four is that a person should wash out his mouth prior to davening, but if a person did not do so, it does not prevent a person from davening or engaging in any other parts of the spiritual service. Finally, we'll begin Sif Yud Ches. We're actually going to stop in the middle of Sif Yud Ches for today. Shulchan Aruch writes, Eilu Dvarim Tzrichim Netila. The following are things that require washing with water. Now the Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says in Sifkan Lamed Ches Trichem Netila LaHasir Ruach Ra'a Hashora Al Yedeze. The following things, as we're going to see, are items that if you do them, there is a ruach ra, and therefore again one should wash after engaging in these activities. Al ken yemahar litol takef. Therefore, a person should wash quickly after engaging in these things, and in all of these things which we're going to list, hanatila tia adaperek. So one should try to wash until the wrist. Va'al kol panim atzov kishre espaosav, and at least until the end of the knuckles. But if one gets one's hands dirty, just general dirt, where there's no element of ruach ra, all you need to do is wash off the dirt, and that's enough. So this is a very important idea. The Mishnah Berurah is being mechalik between ruach ra, making a distinction between ruach ra, and other forms of uncleanliness. If one has a physical uncleanliness, one gets one's hands dirty, one is obviously only obligated to wash off the area where there is dirt. But for ruach ra, one should try to wash all the way to the wrist. In La Mites, the Shulchan Aruch writes, "B'mayim, these are things that one should wash with water. Af l'tvila, the choshekin the Torah, die achar kol elu b'nikayon ba'alma." The choshek in meinach mikom makom lesalik ruach ra tzarich davka mayim va'ayin lekamon simin besif katan samach aleph ve'in tzarich shalosh pamim kiim bekamin amita v'yesh machmira beholich ben amesu meshamish mitaso debeinam gam kiim shalosh pamim. So we are going to see now in this list that the Shulchan Aruch is about to give us. So the Shulchan Aruch said that all of these items require an atila with water. So we will discuss the idea that what exactly one, when one has to wash for the list that the Shulchan Aruch is about to convey, is it also three times, or is it dafka just a regular washing with water that is enough? So that we will see the Mishnah Berurah quotes and Machlokas. We'll actually come back to this in Meretz Hashem in just a little bit. So let's begin just to take a quick look at the list. So number one is Hakami Amita. If one goes ahead and gets up in the morning, so that's what we've been speaking about until this point in time, that one is obligated to go ahead and wash. So now, if you just pause there for just a moment and go back into Shulchan Aruch Sif Katan Lamites, now we could begin. He says, "Ve'in tzarich shalosh pamim, you only need to wash three times, ki im bekamin amita." So the only washing apparently that you require three times for is that's getting up in the morning. V'yesh machmir, and that seems to be that's a function of the ruach ra. V'yesh machmir beholich ben amesim shem mishpitaso debeinan gam kin shalshem. But we will see that there are those who are machmir that if one walks among the dead, goes to a levai, goes to a cemetery, or one engages in marital relations, that those acts also require a washing of three times afterwards. We will see then again in the Sefer Heichal HaKodesh, he's machmir, and he says, even if one comes out of the bathroom, one requires a washing three times. Over Magen Avram, Sasser Dvara, but the Magen Avram says differently. So we'll stop over here for today. Tomorrow, Ramirez Hashemi will continue with this list of activities that require proper washing. But again, just to be clear, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamites was telling us that really, so far, according to most opinions, the only washing that requires three times is a ruach ra washing, and specifically a ruach ra of kamim mitaso. These other cases of where you require a washing, we still have to define them. Yiras Hashem will do that tomorrow as to how many times you have to wash and the other aspects or the mechanistic aspects of these particular washings. We'll stop over here. Yiras Hashem will pick up really in the beginning of Sif Yud Ches, Simen Dalet Sif Yud Ches, Emir Tashem tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good night.